الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله We thank Allah Azza wa Jal. We start our day in the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, for He is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. The master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Allah wahidu yakta hai. Ek khuda bas tanha hai. کوئی نہ اس کا ہمتا ہے بس ایک ہی سب کی سنتا ہے اللہ 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 We send peace and blessings upon his most exalted and celebrated prophet the peace of our hearts and mind the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wasallam who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے برستا نہیں دیکھ کر ابر رحمت بدوں پر بھی برسا دے برسانے والے We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions علیہ مردوان تیری نسل پاک میں ہے بچہ بچہ نور کا تو ہے عین نور تیرا سب گھرانہ نور کا الحمدللہ We welcome our viewers and listeners of Madini Channel to this beautiful program on Madini Channel called The Early Echo. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we will be speaking about a strange invocation, about a wazifa. Subhanallah. It is a Quranic wazifa that we will be speaking about in the next few moments. So let's listen to the virtues and blessings of Durood-e Pak and thereafter we move to the next part of the program. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned the person who recites Durood upon me 500 times daily will be saved from destitution. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. How amazing is this, dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah. Through the blessings of Durood, of sending salams and salutations, through the barakat and blessings of sending peace upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one is saved from poverty, from destitution. Dear viewers of Madani channel, make the habit of reciting Durood-e Pak and you will see the blessings of doing so. For those who are watching us throughout the world, marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. You are watching the Early Echo program. I am your host. Alhamdulillah, a beautiful Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will now entering into our bodies and reviving and rejuvenating our spirits. And that is Madine mein bula, ae rehne wale sabz gumbad ke. Is kalam ko sunte hain. And after we listen to this Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will come back and we will be discussing a strange invocation, a wazifa of the Holy Quran Pak. Which is a remedy and solution for many problems. Stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Madina, isliye attar,
جانو دل سے ہے پیارا کہ رہتے ہیں میرے آقا میرے دلبر مدینے میں
مدینے میں بلائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے بدوں کو بھی نبھائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
جسے او شاخ کی جنت کہا کرتے ہیں اہل حق جسے او شاخ کی جنت کہا کرتے ہیں اہل حق
وہ ہے صحرا تیرا اے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے مدینے میں بلائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے بدوں کو بھی نبھائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
گناہگاروں کی جانب سے خطاؤں پر خطائیں ہیں گناہگاروں کی جانب سے خطاؤں پر خطائیں ہیں مگر تجھ سے عطا رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
مدینے میں بلائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے بدوں کو بھی نبھائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
فرشتوں کا جھکا سر سوئے آدم کس کے باعث ہے فرشتوں کا جھکا سر سوئے آدم کس کے باعث ہے تیرا ہی نور تھا اے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
مدینے میں بلائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے بدوں کو بھی نبھائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
گھٹا چاروں طرف سے کفر کی اسلام پر چھائی گھٹا چاروں طرف سے کفر کی اسلام پر چھائی نظر فرما ذرا اے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
مدینے میں بلائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے بدوں کو بھی نبھائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
وہ روزہ جس پہ ہے جبریل بھی سو جان سے قربان وہ روزہ جس پہ ہے جبریل بھی سو جان سے قربان ان آنکھوں سے دکھائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
مدینے میں بلائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے بدوں کو بھی نبھائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
خدا ہے تیرا تیرا واصف پھر جمیل قادری کیوں کر، خدا ہے تیرا واصف پھر جمیل قادری کیوں کر، کرے تیری ثنا اے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے،
مدینے میں بلائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے، بدوں کو بھی نبھائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے، سبز گنبد کے، سبز گنبد کے۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا رسول اللہ۔ ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز آف مدنی چینل۔ الحمدللہ، وی ور لسننگ ٹو دس بیوٹیفل کلام نعت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، مدینے میں بلا اے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے، الحمدللہ۔ اینڈ ناؤ دیٹ وی کم بیک، وی ہیو الحمدللہ دس ڈسکشن وچ وی مینشنڈ دیٹ وی آر ڈسکسنگ ود ریگارڈ ٹو انووکیشنز وظائف۔ الحمدللہ، وی ہیڈ اے سلسلہ with regards to general wadaif some time back, in which we explained the virtues of asma'ul husna, the beautiful qualities in the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are the barakat and blessings of Rahman, Rahim, Kareem, Sattar, Jabbar, Qahhar, all these amazing and blessed beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So prior to that, within the discussion, we had even covered aspects to many other wadaif together with many other things that we should be doing, alhamdulillah, after fard salah on the musalla, things to be recited. In today's episode, dear viewers of Madini channel, alhamdulillah, it is a parable from the Quran-e-Pak, alhamdulillah. And it is something that, alhamdulillah, it is a solution for every difficulty. And this is what we want to discuss. Alhamdulillah, the solution, a Quranic wazifa, which is the solution for every problem. Alhamdulillah, listen to this beautiful and amazing narration. As it is mentioned in the Quran, the commentators of the Holy Quran-e-Pak, those who have commentated with regards to these ayat and verses of the Quran-e-Pak, which I will be reciting in a few moments' time, they have mentioned that a sahabi, a companion by the name of Hazrat Sayyidina Auf bin Malik, radiyallahu anhu, he comes into the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kuffar and non-Muslims have captured my son. His mother is in the state of extreme anxiety and worry and difficulty at this very moment. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do I do? Where do I go? The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companion that go back, you recite la hawla wala quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. Your wife should recite la hawla wala quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. Dear viewers of Madani channel, he goes from there, he goes to his wife and he says to his wife, I have just come from the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Holy Nabi has commanded us to recite this wazifa, la hawla wala quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, after some time, days had passed. One day, Salim, who was captured by the non-Muslims, look at how the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla surrounds his khas bandas. It's so amazing, dear viewers, that Allah Azza wa Jalla kept those people heedless. He kept them busy. And he made that time possible for Salim to escape from the captivity of those people. And as this companion escaped from the captivity of the non-Muslims, along with him he had taken 4,000 goats. Allahu Akbar. It has been mentioned in the tafasir of the Holy Quran-e-Pak that as he escaped from there, subhanallah, he had taken goats and camels from that place, from the custody of those people that had captured him. Allahu Akbar. So those people were heedless and he managed to escape from there along with these goats and camels in large numbers. And unexpectedly, he goes to his house. And when his mother and father see him unexpectedly, Subhanallah, they were overjoyed to reunite with their son. After meeting with him, and after he explained his account as to how this even happened, astounded by this, how he managed to escape from their custody through the blessings of reciting La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. That Allah Azzawajalla kept those people heedless and busy, that they were unaware of his escape from their captivity. Allahu Akbar. They were overjoyed as parents. They met with him, they heard his story, and then the first thing they'd done was to go back into the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They go back and he sits at the feet of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and explains his story. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives him a warm welcome. And then at the end, Allahu Akbar, they asked a mas'ala from the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They asked a ruling with regards to the provisions which he had taken as he escaped from the captivity. Was those goats and camels then halal for them to obtain rizq and rosy through them? Were they halal in general for this family? The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said yes. Allahu Akbar. All of those belongings is for Salim. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it was that moment when this had happened. Allahu Akbar. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam permitted them to use the goats and camels as they wish. Allah Azza wa Jalla had then revealed this verse of the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. Allahu Akbar. And who fears Allah Azza wa Jal? وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah will create for him a way of rescue. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Look at this, subhanallah, for those who fear Allah Azza wa Jal. If you are really fearing Allah Azza wa Jal from some problem, from some calamity, from some gunah and sin that you do not want to commit, you fear Allah Azza wa Jal, and you pass the test, and Allah Azza wa Jalla will create a way for you, for your rescue, dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And will provide him sustenance from a place he had never even imagined. Allahu Akbar. Rizq and rosy will come to you from a place that you never even thought of. That thought never even went past your mind. You haven't even imagined that Allah Azza wa Jalla could have provided a rizq for you from that source. Allahu Akbar. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And the one who relies that Allah Azza wa Jalla is sufficient for him. Subhanallah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ. Indeed, Allah will accomplish his work. قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدَرًا. Indeed, Allah has set a proper measure for all things. There is a set measure and time. There is a art for everything. Allahu Akbar. There is a measurement. There is accuracy in everything that Allah Azza wa Jalla has created. There is purpose in everything He has created. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it has been mentioned in a hadith that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had stated, I know of such a verse that if people take it, if people only had to take this verse, it will suffice them for all types of calamities and problems. For every problem, the solution will be this verse of the Holy Quran. It will suffice them. And this was a general statement of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that verse is, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرَزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا. If we can learn this ayah of the Holy Quran Pak and moist our tongues with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, we moist our tongues with the recitation of durood, of salawat and salams upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we recite these invocations, these wadaif, dear viewers, surely we will find the blessings and barakah of this. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless our viewers of Madani channel. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As we're going along, dear viewers, there is a very beautiful story which I would like to mention. But before we even move on, you know, I don't want to leave out the gems and the pearls that we derive from the verse of the Holy Quran Pak, because it is not just for reciting, but pay attention to the words and pay attention to this beautiful parable that I even mentioned with Hadrat Auf bin Malik Ashja'i radiyallahu anhu is his complete name, and his son's name is Salim, who was captured by the Jews. And the wazifa that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him to read, this alone has so many blessings, dear viewers of Madani channel. We should recite this frequently. We should invoke this consistently. We should cleanse our heart by getting rid of the evil of the world, the filth of this dunya from our hearts by reciting this wazifa and invocation, dear viewers of Madani channel. Form the habit. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. And try not to even count it, just recite it uncountably. Throughout the day, as you get time. Or if you want to fix a number to it, you are most welcome. There is no restrictions. One could do that as well. Our Rabb is there for removing us from our difficulties and problems. Our Creator is Ghaffar. He is Razzaq. He is our provider, dear viewers of Madani channel. Ultimately, every single thing we get is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the wasila of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is so merciful and so graceful and so gracious that despite our sinning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to bestow and to shower rain of blessings even upon the disobedient people too. There is nothing which is even hidden from Him. He is aware of all our secrets and all our thoughts and all our actions and whatever we have done and whatever we will do. Everything is before Allah Azza wa Jal. Despite knowing everything about us, He Azza wa Jalla provides for us. He is our Creator. He is our Malik. He is our Khaliq. Subhanallah. And then He provides a way of rescue for us to remove us from those difficulties, providing that we fear Him. In the Holy Quran Pak, you will find from place to place, at various places, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu taqullah. O you who believe, fear Allah Azza wa Jalla. Dear viewers of Madani channel. And here Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and who fears Allah? وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla will create a way for him of rescue. He will be taken out of the difficulty. He will be taken out of the situation. Allah Azza wa Jalla will provide for him from the unseen. There are so many companions who led life like this, dear viewers of Madani channel. They were never dependent on the things that they had done. They never had placed their reliance and trust in the resources. Rather, all their trust and confidence and conviction was alone in Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their tawakkul and their trust was alone in Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. These are the signs of the believers. What we lack, dear viewers, we lack the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We fear every other thing in this world except for Allah Azza wa Jalla. You will hear stories of the awliyas, you will hear stories of the Anbiya alayhimus salam, the Sahaba, the awliya, subhanallah. Fearing Allah Azza wa Jalla is when you truly fear Him and no one else except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the khawf and the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla truly enters the heart and a person truly repents from his sins, then this is a life-change situation for this person. Like so many awliya Allahs, Fuzail bin Ayaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Allahu Akbar. There was such great Khaja Habib Ajmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. These are those awliya Allahs who became awliya Allahs by pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just in a moment. Their luck had changed. Their destiny had changed. Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed them with such great heights and statuses that Allah Azza wa Jalla granted them the statuses of wilayat and made them his friends and awliya. These are when you place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you truly love him, dear viewers, and you fear him alone. And after you fear him alone, you make sincere tawbah and a firm intention never to commit sins again. Then this is truly a point of change for a person's life. Truly. I mentioned the name of Khaja Habib Ajmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali as an example to make you understand that how things will suddenly change when you do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you turn your tawajjuh and your concentration only towards him and you beg him through the wasir of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for forgiveness. A person will truly attain forgiveness. Khaja Habib Ajmi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali was a person who used to take sood and interest from people. He would squeeze them and he would take things from them if they had not paid that interest on time. He will multiply it and he was very famous for that at that time. Historians have mentioned, history mein likha hai, tariqo mein likha hai ki Khaja Habib Ajami rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, who is a great sheikh in the Sufiya silsila, the Sufi chain order known as the Chishtiya silsila. Allahu Akbar. Great sheikh, great waliya kamil. It has been mentioned that before he even attained that maqam, being a person who used to survive on sood and interest and takes interest from people, when people would not be able to pay him, he would take their clothing, their belongings, their houses, their properties, their things. He would do that and survive and sell that and make business and make more money. And one day, when his wife had cooked food, when he came from the marketplace, and when he opened the pot, he sees this blood. Extreme anger. Diving into the rage of anger, he calls out for his wife. And when she comes running, he asks her, what is the matter and why is this pot full of blood? And then she says, perhaps this is not blood, this is proper food, for I see there is nothing but food, but what you see is blood. Perhaps this is what Allah Azza wa Jalla has shown you. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing you. Allahu Akbar. This is the blood of those people that you have taken. This is the haqq of the people, the rights of the people that you have violated. Dear viewers of Madani channel, these sentences penetrated the heart of Khaja Habib Ajmi rahmatullahi ta'ala. It was a turning point in his life. It was a point in which he had realized enough is enough. If I had done so wrong and so much of wrong and the result of that wrong is now I'm seeing blood in my food as well, I repent. Ya Allah, I repent. And he truly repented to the extent that he returned the things that he had taken from people back to them. Allahu Akbar, to the extent that he lost his house, he lost everything. This was a parable that we are discussing, alhamdulillah. This is the morning parts of the program, the early echo, in which we are discussing the strange invocation, which was La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. And then the verse, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. I'm repeating this over and again so that the viewers of Madani channel can by heart this verse of the Holy Quran Pak, inshallah, and go through the translation and remember this parable, which I have also narrated to you, alhamdulillah, with regards to trust, with regards to having tawakkul in Allah Azza wa Jalla alone, without trusting anyone but Him alone, dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah. Let's make this beautiful dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ya ilahi har jagah teri ata ka saath ho, jab pade mushkil
شہ مشکل کشا کا ساتھ ہو۔ یا الہی گرمیِ محشر سے جب بھڑتے بدل، یا الہی گرمیِ محشر سے جب بھڑتے بدل، دامنِ محبوب کی ٹھنڈی ٹھنڈی ہوا کا ساتھ ہو۔ یا الہی نامِ اعمال جب کھلنے لگے، یا الہی نامِ اعمال جب کھلنے لگے، عیب پوش خلق ستارے خطا کا ساتھ ہو۔ یا الہی ہر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو۔ یا الہی جو دعائیں کہ ہم تجھ سے کریں، یا الہی جو دعائیں کہ ہم تجھ سے کریں، قدسیوں کے لب سے آمین ربنا کا ساتھ ہو۔ یا الہی ہر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو۔
آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ Dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, let's listen to this beautiful Madani pearl. When we do return, we will then complete our program. We will be rounding up. Stay tuned and locked with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه واله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar and Sayyidina Imran bin Hasan radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma have narrated that the Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه واله وسلم said, the one taking bath on Friday, his sins and misdeeds are removed. When he proceeds to offer salah, 20 virtuous deeds are written for every of his step. According to another narration, the reward for 20 years of virtuous deeds is written for his every step. When he finishes salah, he is given the reward of 200 years of worship. My respected viewers of Madani channel, we just learned about the blessings of offering Salatul Jumu'ah. Let's all try to make sure that we hasten towards offering our Salatul Jumu'ah prayers in the proper and dignified manner as it is expected of us. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, reward of 200 years of worship. Allahu Akbar. Grab the opportunity, dear viewers of Madani channel. Now I want to present to you a short little parable in the next 3 to 4 minutes, inshallah, before we round up, as Allama Hujuri rahmatullahi ta'ala in his book called Fada'il Ramadan has mentioned this parable, that there were few people that were sailing on a boat. The boat then reached in the midst of the ocean as they were traveling, and a call, a sound and voice echoed, if anyone is there who could give me 10,000 dinars, I will inform them of such an invocation that Allahu Akbar, even if a horrible and a heavy catastrophe had to be struck on this person, he will be saved from the intensity and from the problems and calamities if he has to recite this invocation. Everyone was quiet when suddenly one person said, I am ready. I am ready to pay 10,000 dinars to know what is that wazifa. I need to know what is that wazifa and invocation, that if I recite it, I will be saved from calamities. And if any calamity had even struck me, I will be saved from that. Subhanallah, I will overcome that. So it was said, then drop in the ocean that amount of money. He then immediately, he was a merchant, he was a businessman, he took that amount of money and he threw it in the ocean. And then from the unseen, this voice was echoed, recite this ayah, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدَرًا. From the unseen, this voice was echoed, recite this and you'll be saved from all calamities. This is a long story. And then everyone laughed at him and said, wow, you have lost 10,000 dinars just to know about this verse. How will this ever benefit you? And he says, no, I know this verse will definitely benefit me. The sound from the unseen was definitely a help to me. And I have paid to learn this verse of the Quran, which will save me from problems. I will remember this. And so happened, he began to recite it. He began to read that. When suddenly, that boat got into the midst of a storm. The boat broke into pieces. Everyone on the boat died. And this one person had survived, who had paid that 10,000 dinars to learn this verse of the Quran. Allahu Akbar. It so happened he reached the end of a Iceland where he saw a huge palace. Beautiful pearls, rubies and diamonds were embedded throughout the palace. He then enters the palace and sees a beautiful, and he sees a woman who is sitting on a throne with a crown adorned on her head with different types of pearls and foods and drinks and beverages are around her that are even non-seasonal. Astounded by this, shocked by this, he then asked her who she is, and she asked him, who are you? She narrated her story and said, well, I am a traveler, I'm a musafir. I was traveling with my father on a business trip when suddenly the boat broke into pieces. Everyone had died. Somebody brought me here. And then when I came here, after every 7 days, I have realized that a devil have brought me here. And he does not perform any physical intercourse with me. However, he kisses and toys me around. Allahu Akbar. And he performs those satanic acts, which I am captured. I am in his custody. I can't even run away from here. Where do I go? Please leave from here. This is the time for him to come. As they were discussing, the entire place goes dark. And then suddenly, she says to him, he is here, he is here. And then when this dark smoke enters into this place, this person then recited this verse, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, the entire ayah. And then he just bursts into a cloud of smoke and then piled up as ashes. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, they escaped from there back to the seashore and went back to their country. They go to the girl's house. They were welcomed. And when the entire story was said to them that this is how they escaped, then they were both married together. They even had children. Allama Hujuri rahmatullahi ta'ala says they lived a prosperous and happy life through the blessings of this verse of the Holy Quran. Learn this verse. If you are in some sort of debts, you are in some sort of problem, you are in difficulties, read your salah. Recite your kalima often. Renew your faith and iman. Make intention for abstaining from sins and then read this wadaif. All these will strengthen your faith, iman, and strengthen your spirit as well. And it will enable you to perform virtuous deeds, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Strengthen the heart and you will see the blessings. We end on this note. Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you in this world and in the hereafter. Stay good, be good, do good. And we remind you as we sign off that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of us.